It's a poem called Lineage, and it deals with feeding, it deals with ancestry, it deals with all those invisible figures, those invisible forces that work in our on our own language, our own voice, as if the ancestors were asking for these bits, these syllables, these little shreds, these particles of language, and as if in writing we are feeding them, feeding those demands, those shreds, those syllables, those bits of nourishment. So many voices there vie for the voice, crowd sound with the white pressure of their silences. See in the tall rooms just over, they're filling again with mirrors, armchairs, my own as if driven enumerations. The moon there is the length of a line, the vase with its ragged red dahlias, another. Trace forwards, for only there eventually might issue, might emerge, not as entities, but as the breath's very imprint, inflection, as the still moving rumors of the otherwise obliterated. Ivory, off-white, knacker, I read them in negative, move at their restless extremity, forwards. They press me to say latch, shudder, the jade ladders the angle slats make, once fastened against the sea. Ask that their silences finally be stilled, muted, the sustained bar of the unexpiated, edged. Term, terminales, this side of speech, the awning stiffen, the charged barges running before the open breakwaters set sail. Our signs, emblems, is what there is as offering, barter, as the small uttered tokens of some momentary placation. Stray figures, figments of smoke, their muslins, their bleached linens, wreathed, turbaned in smoke, we survive them, but scarcely. Whole sound, the tiny shreds of its sustenance forwards. As if language were merely language's edge, its slight, still to be acquitted segment. Move, they're moving now through knuckles, wrists, the itinerant sisters, sporadic brides. Move, they're moving me to say jonquil, urchin, kelp, to feed them on the small saline scraps of the water's reflections. Figures from the far side, even their bracelets, loose hoops of smoke, the oscillant quavers, the air's curtain runs taut. Tell them that the wind's glowing, that the prawns this summer abound, that now, towards dusk, the pines are billowing from under. Tell them we'd forgot, that we'd remembered, that the breath, our breath's vessel, hadn't rusted, that one by one, the scattered lights of the low offshore islands, the estuaries, turn on.